Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Some of it is Sandy related, but early voting has been a big story during the campaign. It's been vigorous in the places you can do it around the nation, and it's winding down in a number of states. Early voting sites remain open in the key Midwestern states of Iowa and Ohio, as well as in a handful of counties in Florida. Early in-person voting has closed in Colorado, Nevada, Virginia, Wisconsin, and most of Florida, but there's a story, as usual, in the Sunshine State. We'll get to it in a moment. Here are some numbers, though. More than 29.8 million ballots have already been cast via early and absentee voting, with the early vote expected to make up about 35% of the total votes cast. That's an increase from 2008, when 30% of the total vote was cast before Election Day. Will it be decisive? Well, we won't know until after tomorrow. Phil Latzman is a senior anchor and host with our affiliate station WLRN in South Florida. So what was the drama down in Florida over the weekend, Phil?
Well, John, welcome to Florida, where voting is never boring. There has been some confusion and some chaos over early voting in the state's largest county, Miami-Dade. Yesterday, voters lined up outside the Miami-Dade elections office in Doral. They had been told by the elections department that they'd be able to cast absentee ballots in person. But as it turned out, Miami-Dade's mayor, Carlos Jimenez, had not agreed to that last-minute arrangement. He is a Republican mayor. It's a nonpartisan job, but he asked officials to close down the polling location, and that resulted in this. So this is the sound of the voters outside after they closed the doors, and about an hour later, the mayor relented and reopened that voting location. Obviously, the reason that they were doing this is because there was the close of early voting on Saturday, which includes 8 days of long lines all over the county, people waiting for hours to early vote. As we just talked about, it's been very popular. And we almost had ourselves a riot over the voting and whether people could bring their absentee ballots and fill them out and actually have them processed there. And that's what you heard. But people did eventually get a chance to vote. The issue, though, is far from over at this point.
Well, what do voters think? I mean, the picture of just opening the polls and then closing it down and somebody saying you got the wrong information, I mean, that just looks so awful going into this election.
Well, here's one of the voters. This is Allison Norris, and we heard from her outside of Miami-Dade Elections Supervisor's office, and she says she's glad that Miami-Dade officials decided to open their office for voting yesterday because it was the only day that she could go to the polls.
I'm a full-time law student, and so I heard that it was, you know, people were waiting 5, 6 or more hours, and it was going till 1 a.m., and I just do not have time for that.
It should be noted, by the way, that tomorrow is off for teachers and schools. A lot of the schools have a voting location set up so people can actually go out and vote. And it's in the contract for teachers that they should be able to vote. They have time for that. But here's the issue, John, is state lawmakers, Republican state legislature and governor cut the second Sunday and actually reduced voting days, early voting days here from 14 to 8. And of course, President Obama won Florida thanks to a lot of early voting in 2008. The Florida Democratic Party filed a federal lawsuit over the weekend to extend early voting. In response, Palm Beach County announced it would accept absentee ballots. Broward voters, that's the second largest county, they can return previously requested absentee ballots. But still, it's been a mess.
You know, but it's also been very interesting if you do the numbers. I was looking at the ABC News site this morning, and based on Secretary of State numbers around the country, more numerically Democratic voters, registered Democrats, have early voted around the country, except in the state of Colorado. But in Florida, while the numerical advantage still holds for the Democrats, Republicans have vastly improved the numbers this time around. So it could be decisive, this early voting in the state of Florida, yes?
Well, so far, state elections officials say about 170,000 more Democrats than Republicans have voted here. So that's just a slight percentage more. It's a significant percentage more. But Democrats have always favored early voting. Republicans have favored the absentee ballots. But I think you're getting a little bit of each now. You're getting Democrats sending in absentees. You're having more Republicans early vote. And as of yesterday, by the way, 4.5 million Floridians had voted early or by absentee, John. 2.4 million voting early, about 2 million by absentee ballot.
Great stuff. Phil Latzman, senior anchor and host with our affiliate station WLRN in South Florida. Thanks, Phil.
John, my pleasure.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you for the next month or so after the election, probably, right, huh? That's what's going to happen? going to be in the courts, right?
We'll see.
See you later.
One more day.